Good morning to everyone. Happy Monday, and I hope you had a nice weekend. And well, I have also in my horizon February 14, Valentine's Day, although it is also the foundation anniversary of the Women in Opus Dei and of the Priestly Society of the Holy Cross, this society of clerics that is intrinsically attached to Opus Dei. Anyway, that will be for another time. We read today in St. Mark's 6th chapter, having made the crossing, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up. No sooner had they stepped out of the boat than people recognized him. Imagine that. So they were like, there was like a Beatlemania or a Christmania. He was a superstar. Word goes around like wildfire. And indeed, everybody needs to receive some cure in the body and also in the soul. We need consolation, we need peace and serenity and so forth. And Jesus was giving this in torrents. Imagine that. No sooner had they stepped out of the boat than people recognized him and started hurrying all through the countryside and brought the sick on stretchers to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went to, village or town or farm, they lay down the sick in the open spaces, begging him to let them touch even the fringe of his cloak. This should remind us of the famous woman who suffered from a hemorrhage for so many years. As the Lord was on his way to Jairus' house to save his daughter, well, there was this crowd accompanying our Lord, and it was like a moving crowd, you know, on the way towards the house of Jairus. And this woman, well, the gospel focused on her. She was troubled because she had gone to so many doctors and she was no better for having seen so many doctors. She was suffering. She wanted to be cured. And she paired that necessity to the one who could give it to her. And that was Jesus. And she reasoned out in this same way. If I could just touch the fringe of his cloak. Same here. And the last sentence of the gospel and says, and all those who touched him were cured. Can you beat that? Well, doctors do get to cure their patients. Some are very good doctors, and they help you defeat cancer or some kind of sickness like that. But obviously with a great expense, time, stress, and uncertainty. But Jesus, just touching him, were cured. I mean, ordinarily, this was just no ordinary human being. He did look like a human being, but he was much more than that. He owned something that he could give liberally, with no qualms or care in the world about running out of it. That can only be God. So what can we learn from this gospel? The importance of touching the Lord. Touching is the lowest external sense that we have, the sense of touch. And we use our sense of touch, especially our hands, much more than our feet, but we can also feel with our feet a surface. We can feel the texture of a piece of wood. We can touch and establish contact, especially with our loved one. We have these expressions of affection ranging from a married couple, what the married couple do, and people who meet each other for the first time. A handshake. Nowadays, with the COVID, we develop this fist bump or elbow touch or something similar. We need to be touched. Oh, how I hunger for the touch of my mom. Well, her embrace, the tougher hands and arms of my dad, to feel that, because all of that is a communication to me of their support, their care, that security I get from having been touched by them. And I carry this hunger, looking forward to the life afterwards, you know, in heaven and in the resurrection of the dead. The sense of touch. Well, this sense of touch, God wanted to use it to help us realize the existence of the communication of, the transmission of life from God to us. The life of grace, the very life of God. That's why we have the seven sacraments. Sacraments, which mean sensible signs. Signs that we can sense, touch, feel, hear, see. It's not just an invention of the Catholic Church. It's the way our Lord dealt with us. And it is in this way that we should understand the economy of the sacraments, the interchange of goods. We present ourselves and our Lord, you know, we present ourselves to the Lord in His representative, a priest, a cleric, most of the time a priest. A deacon can also do some things, but much, much less. Then the bishop, of course, which is the fullness of the priesthood. Each sacrament involves touch, some kind of contact. And we should appreciate that, because we're human. We're not robots, and we are not angels. Oh, how well God knows us. We need His touch. Hence, He became human and established this system of the sacraments. Although, as people will say, the word sacrament is never mentioned in the scriptures. But that is not the problem. In the tradition of the church, we pick up from this text that we have just read of the gospel, and all those who touched Him were cured. We want to touch God, and the way we connect with Him is by touching each sacrament. Let's be avid goers to the sacraments especially that of confession and the Holy Eucharist. We not only touch Jesus in the Eucharist, we eat him. In the Sacrament of Penance, there is this interchange. We present our sins. It's like the money we use to buy something. We present our sins like legal tender. And in exchange, God gives us his grace. Isn't that amazing? Thank you for listening. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao.